Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Each November, the city of Riverside comes together to honor the men and women who have served our country with the Riverside Veterans Parade and Expo, one of the largest in Southern California, and a moving tribute to the courage, sacrifice, and service of our veterans. This year's parade takes place on Saturday, November 8th, and will once again bring together veterans, active duty service members, military families, schools, bands, and community organizations to celebrate and say thank you to those who have worn the uniform. Here to tell us more is Eric Perry, chair of the Riverside Veterans Parade and Expo, and vice chair Josh Felleghi. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want to start with this. I think sometimes people get Memorial Day and Veterans Day and Armed Services Day confused. Can you tell us the difference between these holidays?
Yeah. Armed Forces Day is that's where we, as the military, we get together and we show off a lot of our military, like our aircraft, our tanks. We invite people in to where they can see and get hands-on on all this equipment and take a look and answer questions or ask questions, I should say. And then you have Veterans Day. That's to honor our veterans who had served and are currently serving. And then Memorial is a sad day for us just because that's when we honor our fallen veterans.
The Riverside Veterans Parade and Expo, this is actually a new name for this event. Can you give us some of the background here?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our 17th year, and for the last 17 years, it has been known as the A Salute to Veterans Parade and Expo. Well, we wanted to make a little bit of a change because it's been housed here in Riverside for that long. And I guess over a decade ago, they didn't think that maybe Riverside had enough of a pull to name it the Riverside Veterans Parade. And they also wanted to make sure groups from other cities knew that they could come and participate as well. But you'll probably agree with me, Pepper, Riverside has plenty of pull, and there's a lot of pride that happens within Riverside. And we wanted Riversiders to know that this was their parade. And so, we threw up the vote this last year, and it is now the Riverside Veterans Parade and Expo.
And tell us about this year's parade. What's the route? What time does it start? What logistics do we need to know?
Yeah, so, I mean, Eric and I, we get there far too early, but nobody needs to be there at 4 a.m. to get everything set up. So we say, hey, you know what? As the community, if you want to come out and see the neat military vehicles and the scouts and the bands, show up no later than 10 a.m. That's when everything gets going, and we go straight down Market Street. So we actually get set up at RCC. They allow us to have a parking lot to get all of our stuff set up, and we head up Magnolia and we go down Market through downtown all the way to 10th Street. And then we hang a right. And then we have the expo right there by the Superior Courthouse.
And then also at that time, it's about 7 o'clock in the morning. We're also going to have a pancake breakfast, and that'll go on from 7 to about 9 o'clock in the morning. That's where all the veterans will get together. We sit down. We all get together and just kind of kibitz and talk, and different veterans of different eras, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm in Iraq. So we just get together and kind of have breakfast, and we talk to the kids. They ask us a lot of questions. And yeah, that's where we go from there.
Yeah, and I definitely have to give a shout out to NCL, the National Charity League. So it's an amazing group of moms and daughters that really find lots of ways to give back throughout the community. And they're the ones that are doing our pancake breakfast now. And it's a great thing to do right in the morning before either volunteering or participating in the parade. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's in the RCC parking lot. So come on down and all the proceeds do actually go to NCL for their good deeds.
So the breakfast starts at 7.
The breakfast starts at 7. Parade starts at 10.
Correct.
And where do you think is the best place to watch the parade?
Gosh, anywhere on Market. I guess that's kind of the beauty of the parade is it's moving. So you're going to catch all good spots. But I guess the center stage would be...
Yeah, on Market and 10th, right there at the corner. That way you can hear, because we're going to have a speaker there. That'll be Josh will be emceeing that. Yes. But you'll be able to see what's coming through. You'll also be able to understand some of the parade stuff that you do see, maybe like some of the Vietnam era equipment, or some of the aircraft. They have some aircraft that are pulled on trailers and stuff like that that they can see and see other veterans that we're praising. And then it makes that turn. It goes into the expo, and then from the expo, we're going to be staging all that equipment there. So you'll be able to see it while it's not moving and really ask questions.
And parking in downtown that day is free too. So you'll be able to do that. And so I guess a great spot would be right there in front of like Clark's Nutrition, Pet Wants of Riverside, that pet store. Those are great spots pretty much right in front of the stage.
And is there a theme for this year's parade?
Well, yes. This year's theme is going to be really the music through the eras. So every era that we've gone through, obviously, unfortunately, we hate conflict, but as vets have had to go through conflict, they've also had the music of that generation help get them through it. And it also creates a lot of memories. And so that's kind of going to be our theme for this year is the music through the eras.
Right. Yeah. Mostly our World War II, it starts out, of course, our World War II stuff. We have about 60,000 World War II vets left in this world right now. So, that's from World War II. We had a lot during there. And being we're almost down to none of those folks left. So we'll have that, the Korean conflict, we'll have some of those folks there. And then it goes into the 70s music-wise as far as the Vietnam vets. Those guys never got a thank you or a welcome home. So it's going to be a tribute to them because they're the next guys that are really up there now that are in age. So, and we're losing a lot of those guys now due to Agent Orange and different kinds of stuff out there. So
I'm speaking with Eric Perry and Josh Felagy, chair and vice chair of the Riverside Veterans Parade and Expo, which takes place in downtown Riverside on Saturday, November 8th. What Riverside groups are involved with this event?
Oh, gosh, we have a lot. I mean, obviously, we have the Scouts and NCL, which we've mentioned.
Riverside Elks organization is really involved in this.
Yeah, 643. And then also the Moreno Valley Elks. They were in the parade, and they'll be in it this year. Uh-huh. We have the sheriffs involved. We have the car guys, of course. We have the old farts and, of course, the rickshaws of Riverside. Right. They'll be there. March Air Force Base.
Riverside City Fire Department, Police Department will be there.
And then we have, a few cheer groups out of a few of the local middle schools and high schools. They'll be there as well.
What can we expect from the expo?
Well, the way we set up the expo is it's for veterans. So they have these different benefits. So we have different organizations that come together. We have DAV. We have the Veterans Administration comes in. Just people that can offer things for veterans and help them and show them that, this is what we have for all you veterans out there. Because a lot of veterans don't ask for a lot of things or know that there's stuff out there to be given to them and utilized. And that's what we want to bring to them is, hey, this expo here is for the veterans and their families and the needs for you. So if you need help with banking, you need help with housing, you need help with medical, it's all going to be there. We got those avenues are written, to show you to get around that, what we call the red tape, the government red tape.
And, we're also expanding the expo a little bit where we always want to keep it veteran focused and centered, but we also want the community to come and participate and have a good time. So we're going to have some music out there. We're going to have some food, maybe even have some face painting for the kids. And then it usually lands around, the Marine birthday. So we usually have a big old cake and cupcakes. And of course, the kids rush to the table for that. It's probably one of my favorite things to see is the excitement of the kids when they see the cake come out.
Right.
And we usually have somebody sing the Marine hymn. And of course, the people come together. I mean, I think that's the best. And of course, you can't beat the fact that this is a place where vets can get together, share some stories with some folks, and of course, get the services that they may not even know are available to them, but they deserve, even though sometimes they don't think that they do. It's there for a reason.
Beyond attending this event, how can the community get involved?
Oh, well, we always love volunteers, as does everybody. So, if you want to go to the parade and enjoy it, by all means, please do so. We love seeing the community out there. If you want to get hands-on, actually, helping to volunteer with this parade is a lot of fun. I mean, we get there. You don't have to, again, get there at the same time as Eric and I, but usually, you know, get there for the pancake breakfast at 7. You know, we'll get you all set up, and you could do everything from getting a different group staged. You get to get really close front and center with some of the cool military vehicles. I'm usually the one throwing the politicians in the Corvettes, but this year I'm going to be up announcing this year. So, you know, we need all types of volunteers to do lots of things. And actually, I guess shout out to Teen Challenge also. They've been coming out lately, and they help
Challenge
out.
Teen Challenge has helped us out a lot.
You know? Yeah, and so, yeah, we could use you if you want to come and volunteer, and we'd be happy to have you, and then come enjoy the parade.
They can get a hold of us. How do they get a hold of us? On our website?
Yeah, go to our website, riversideveteransparade.org, and you can also email, if you'd like, info@riversideveteransparade.org as well.
And then you've got a car show coming up this Saturday. Tell us about that.
Oh, the car show. So Eric and I are both car nuts, a little bit of gearheads, and because of that, last year, we decided, what is a great way to raise funds? Hey, let's throw on a classic car show.
Right.
And Eric has organized these things in the past and did a great job last year. We're both Riverside Elks. And of course, the Elks are very involved as well. So we have it at the Elks Lodge off of Brockton in the back parking lot. We can usually fit about 190 cars back there. Mm-hmm. It's free to the public. If you want to come on through, the Elks open up the lodge. You can have drinks. They do burgers. And if you want to bring your car, it's only $20.
Well, it's $30
now. Oh, it's $30 now. You're right. It is $30. So next year, if you want to get in for $20, let us know ahead of time. But yeah, it's only $30, which is pretty cheap. And again, the all the proceeds go to help us put on this parade for the vets. And I mean, there's all kinds of cool cars that come out. We get classics. We got motorcycles, military vehicles.
A lot of military vehicles.
Cool trucks.
And then we've got about 10 unique trophies that we give out a lot of people now are... We did our first, last year. Mm-hmm. And once they saw those trophies, they definitely wanted to come back this year.
Should we tell them what the trophies look like?
Sure, why not?
So the reason the trophies are so unique, and we are proud of them. So they're about 8 inches long, and it looks like a giant dog tag. So it's really neat. It's all embossed on there, and it even has a little chain through it. So it looks like a big dog tag, and it obviously is that way because this is support of the veterans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Been speaking with Eric Perry, chair of the Riverside Veterans Parade and Expo, which takes place on Saturday, November 8th in downtown Riverside, and vice chair Josh Velleghi. Anything else you think we should know?
Come out and support. Yeah. I mean, it's really the community that keeps us going and keeps this event alive. And we want to keep doing this for decades to come. And so community participation and enjoyment is what this is supported by so that we can support our veterans.
Right. And then also about 4 o'clock, as soon as the parade's over with, if you are a veteran, you're more than welcome to come down to the Elks Lodge and let us know that you're a veteran. And I will take care of you and get you a free hamburger or a hot dog that you might like. You can watch the Lindy Sisters sing. They do a 40s tribute. That'll be from about 5 to about 6. And then 7 o'clock, we'll kick off another band. That band will be play in the 60s and 70s for our Vietnam vets and as we celebrate our veterans.
Tell us again where we can go to get more information.
You can find us at riversideveteransparade.org. And again, email info@riversideveteransparade.org.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Eric, as a veteran, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for our freedom.
Thank you very much.
And we're looking forward to the Riverside Veterans Parade and Expo.
All right. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.